Hello and welcome to the program, UFO Warning. In this episode, we're looking at UFOs over Idaho. That's correct, UFOs over Idaho. Now, I've got a couple different articles I want to look at and then some reports. The first article is a typical article written by the UFOs doubter, skeptic, debunker type. I won't go into it too far, but I just think it's worth looking at because these things are becoming so commonplace that even the mainline media is having to start recognizing what has happened, even if at the same time they're interjecting their own useless opinions, say. This is from EastIdahoNews.com. The writers are Sean Goodwin and Patrick McCrillis of Idaho Statesman, written on November 2nd, 2022. Title states, more than 400 UFO sightings reported in Idaho this year. Here's where and what people are seeing. It says, Idaho residents have reported 43 individual sightings of unidentified flying objects across the state this year, according to the National UFO Reporting Center. It's a small population state. 43 people took the time to report what they saw. Just let that sink in. While many people associate UFOs or unidentified flying objects with alien visitors from other planets, the term refers to any aerial phenomena that cannot be explained. In recent years, the United States has also begun referring to them as UAPs. Of course, we know this. Here's the hook. Scientists and skeptic organizations eventually identify many reported UFOs as being more mundane in nature, such as atmospheric phenomena or man-made objects. That right there, that sentence, scientists and skeptics organizations eventually identify many reported UFOs as being more mundane in nature, such as atmospheric phenomena or man-made objects. That is an appeal to authority, scientists, and skeptic organizations, and it's a generalization that many are being more mundane. So that's sloppy reporting, if you think of it one way, but very clever psychological manipulation, if you think of it in another way. A common misconception recently has come from Starlink. Now, a lot of these writers do this. They bring in Starlink the same way they bring in drones. And this is just a way to put the sheep back to sleep. Okay, they talk about Starlink. They go on down a little bit further. They talk about the fact that UFOs reports still persist. Well, UFO reports persist because people are seeing things, and they're seeing things more frequently, it seems. So far this year, Boise leads the way in Idaho for UFO sightings with 12 reports, followed by 9 in Nampa and 3 in Idaho Falls, according to the National UFO Reporting Center. In the grand scheme, Idaho isn't a hotbed of UFO sightings, but a recent study shows that Gem State has been the most active state in sightings per 100,000 residents over the past 5 years. Now, you can see the very negative bias that the authors have toward the phenomena of UFO sightings just in that sentence. Oh, it's not a hotbed, even though they lead the pack over the last 5 years, as per population. The study, myvision.org, appealed to authority, a site that provides evidence-based information on eye health. What this has to do with the UFOs, I guess, unless apparently now if you see a UFO, not only are you mentally unhealthy, but you your eyes are unhealthy. Analyzed the last 5 years' worth of reports from the National UFO Reporting Center, Idaho topped the list with 420 sightings per 100,000 residents, beating out New Hampshire and Montana. The study then ranked the states by most UFO reports reported since 1974, putting Idaho 32nd with 1,295 UFO reports. Not sure what that has to do with anything. The latest UFO reported to the National UFO Reporting Center was October 8th in both Coeur d'Alene and Sweet, an unincorporated community about 40 miles north of Boise. So you see that? We have the first two-thirds of the article is nothing but debunking, okay? And finally, they get to the actual report because obviously people in Idaho, they've been hearing about these UFO sightings. They're curious. They're demanding that their newspapers and their media cover it. But the mainline media is so reticent to even admit that things exist, they have to go through multiple paragraphs downplaying what was seen before they even tell you what happened. This paragraph should be at the very top. The Coeur d'Alene report states that the witnesses noticed what looked like two craft fighting in the air for about 5 minutes, while the Sweet report mentioned a bright light with several different colors that moved in a straight line for about a minute before turning around and vanishing. The witness in Sweet took a picture of the light in the sky. Well, imagine that. We have multiple eyewitnesses and photographic evidence, but it's just dismissed as if it didn't happen. A group of reports was made in Nampa on September 9th that detailed a ribbon of light several miles wide and several miles long, moving in a wave formation, visible, invisible, visible again, possibly due to high clouds. Excuse me, where's your expert on this? So once again, we have eyewitness account of this very strange phenomena, and the authors of this article, or whatever you want to call it, take it upon themselves to just dismiss what these people saw. The National UFO Reporting Center was founded in 1974, as we know this, by Robert Gribble. The center has processed more than 150,000 reports, and then it goes on to list several of the towns and the reports, and the number of reports, which is overall some pretty sloppy reporting. But I think it's good to call this stuff out because it shows us just what's happening with the narrative control. And this is going on just before the Pentagon is set to release the UFO report that Congress ordered it to. Okay. It's all about keeping the sheep asleep while they themselves control and access the knowledge. Now, if we go to the next report here, we see UFOs cover Idaho. And this is from cdapress.com. Idaho wants to believe a MyVision.org study, referring to the same outfit here, found that one-third of nearly 1,300 unidentified flying object sightings over Idaho have taken place in the past 5 years. Now, I want you to notice something. This is from October 29th. Notice how so many of these articles are just like off an assembly line. I have to think that a lot of these people are just working from home, probably have their mask on, typing away at their computer, and they're frequently referencing the same two or three sources. Okay, it's just I don't know. You know, you could think, well, it's a conspiracy, but I think really what's going on here, it's the laziest possible way to write an article and still get paid for it. So when you see this. When you see this stuff come out, you know, on the media, it's pumped, it's always pushed to the very top of the Google search request. Just begin to recognize what's happening, okay? Begin to recognize the patterns and how the articles are written. They're very, very cut and paste. They always go back to the same sources. They tend to have a very similar style, and it's as if they're just throwing the hay out in front of the sheep to eat. This is what you get. Don't ask for anything different. So this is by Devin Weeks, written October 29th, 2022, 1 a.m. Must be a night owl. What's in the sky? Is it a bird, a plane, a weather balloon, or a UFO? According to a new MyVision.org study using data from a survey the organization conducted in September and information from the National UFO Reporting Center database, one-third of Idaho's nearly 1,300 UFO sightings have taken place in the past 5 years. Well, if we believe that, then we need to understand that either, number one, people are becoming a lot more aware and they're looking up and they're having the courage to talk about this stuff, or maybe we're getting a lot more visits. The place is the gem state at the top. This place, that place is the gem state at the top of the list for states with the most UFO sightings, 420 per 100,000 residents in that time. So they had the most sightings per resident, but the other authors told us that it was no hotbed. There's a rise in sightings in the Pacific Northwest, Mountain West, and New England states, with Idaho sporting the highest amount of sightings in the last 5 years, states the MyVision.org report. The United States of UFOs, what's that in the sky? Idaho is followed by New Hampshire, Montana, Vermont, New Mexico. The term UFO was recently renamed Unidentified Aerial Phenomena by the U.S. officials on October 21st. NASA announced it has selected 16 individuals to participate in an Independence Day team to explore the subject. Now listen, they don't get to rename stuff, okay? It's a UFO. That's what I've been calling it my whole life, and that's what I'm going to continue to call it. They don't get to change the vocabulary so they can control the narrative. That's my opinion. Secondly, we've talked about these 16 individuals, and this is just more pushing this limited hangout. 16 handpicked people get to tell you to shut up and go back to sleep while they hand you a folder full of blacked out pages. Exploring the unknown in space and the atmosphere is at the heart of who we are at NASA, Thomas Zurbuchen, Associate Administrator of the Science Museum of Director at NASA Headquarters in Washington, said in the announcement. Understanding the data we have surrounding unidentified aerial phenomena is critical to helping us draw scientific conclusions about what is happening in our skies. Data is the language of scientists and makes the unexplainable explainable. Well, that is a mouthful. First off, NASA, an organization that has been repeatedly accused of blacking out UFOs and the pictures and video they released, a organization that is notoriously secretive, okay, I don't have a lot of high hopes about them giving us disclosure. When every time people seem to file FOIA requests for NASA pictures and files, they get back page after page that's been marked out. You don't get disclosure. And as far as making the unexplainable explainable, how do we explain something that operates in a way that violates the laws of physics? Whatever these things are, they are, whatever mechanism, whatever phenomena they are operating in a way that is beyond our explanation of things, far beyond mechanical physics, or Newtonian physics, far beyond quantum physics, even. The press posted an internet poll asking North Idaho residents if they have experienced a UFO sighting in the past 5 years. Three people voted yes, two voted no, and three selected I haven't, but I want to believe. UFO identified flying objects equals secret military craft, one quote, and then they have some quotes on here from some users. I think they took over the NIC board, and blah, blah, blah. So we have a pretty normal response here from this article where they put up a couple of short cutouts from some recent press releases, and then they attached some, I would say, slightly idiotic comments from some users. And basically, they're just trying, it's kind of a passive-aggressive form of ridicule here. And then we come down and we tie up the article. The most recent sighting was on a clear moonlight night, September 6th. Quote, I see the space station all the time. I see satellites all the time. I see meteors all the time. I know what they look like, he said. This thing was a bright blue light. It was hanging over a mountain south of Hayden Lake when I first noticed that it was there 20 minutes later. He said he's a scientific person, but he doesn't believe But he doesn't disbelieve people's claims. It's not that I saw little green men, Benson said. What I saw was an unidentified vehicle in the sky that, with all my training experience, I can't identify. I don't know what it is. That's why I like the term unidentified. Now, that was from Jimmy Benson, an Air Force veteran, says, who works at Mountain View Alternative High School in Rathburn. It goes on here, it says, according to the MyVision.org report, 78% of Americans believe aliens exist. More than 1 in 10 have seen a UFO or experienced something extraterrestrial, and 33% believe the American government has captured an alien. Now, that's odd. It says 78% of Americans believe aliens exist. That's tremendous. 78% of Americans believe aliens exist. More than 1 in 10 have seen a UFO or experienced something extraterrestrial. And 33% believe the American government has captured an alien. So if 80% almost of Americans believe aliens exist, 10% have actually had an encounter, and a third believe that our government has actually captured an alien, why does the press keep treating us like we're crazy? MyVision.org provides information on eye health and vision provided by a network of ophthalmologists and optometrists. I find it strange that they're doing a UFO investigation, but I suppose. Now, one last thing we'll look at here. This is from mix.106radio.com. It says, unbelievable Idaho UFO sightings that will make you a believer, published October 28th, 2022. It seems like a lot of these articles are coming out just before the release of the supposed Pentagon disclosure report. So this could be could be some this just could be some grassroots news emerging, or this could just be people that cover this stuff trying to catch the wave of this internet search that's about to probably happen with this Pentagon report. This time of year is one of the best times of year. You've got beautiful fall weather, people in the mood to be creeped out, and if you live in the Treasure Valley, you get to experience the home to plenty of things that can freak even the toughest person out. My thing, though, is that horror is subjective. You never really know what terrifies you until you come face to face with what that may be. In my opinion, there are many things we can dive into, but one lurking in the skies of Idaho that terrifies me is UFOs. I've said it before and I'll say it again. I don't know why UFOs are now being called UAPs, but that's a whole other conversation. Well, I would definitely agree with Chris here, who published this. The idea that there are beings who have to be technologically more advanced than us to visit us terrifies me. Why? Because the mere fact that Idaho is a hotspot for UFO activity should tell us that these advanced creatures are on the verge of making contact. The terrifying idea is that we might not expect it. If they can travel to Earth, surely they're more advanced than we are, right? Some argue that we haven't even made it to the moon and still can't get a human being on Mars. So what if there are aliens flying through the skies of Idaho and we haven't noticed all this time? Luckily, there are people who keep their eyes on the skies and have reported their sightings to the National UFO Reporting Center, and says, let's dive into some of the most terrifying Idaho UFO, says that would make for the perfect story to share this Halloween. Well, he's got a point. If these things made it all the way from another galaxy, planet, or even another dimension, they have to be far more advanced than anything we have. He says, unbelievable Idaho UFO sightings that will make you a believer. And this guy says, 9:21 p.m., overlooking the Piatt River Mountain Range in Tamarack, Idaho, saw a very bright light in the sky, so bright it was almost like the sun was reflecting off a mirror. It had two thin white trails trailing behind it, like asteroids do in photos from their dust trails. It was stationary, did not move, so I know it was not an asteroid or a plane. Pondered what it could be for a few seconds, took my cell phone out and started filming. Once I did that, it started to slowly move behind a cloud. Well, sometimes this happens with these things. It's this observer effect, I think, where sometimes they want to be observed and sometimes they don't. This here from July 3rd, 2021, Tamarack, Idaho, it says, my father and I were coming back from Lake Lowell, and on our way back home, we noticed a long, low, glowing bar of light floating along the skyline. There were lights on the object. There was an aura of haze around the object. As it got closer, we could see the lines around it, but the other sides weren't illuminated. Our best estimation is that it was about 3 football fields long. It looked like it was half the size of the town, even at sky level. It was traveling from Caldwell towards Boise at a slow cruising speed. It quickly sped up and vanished shortly after that. I got a video, but it was so dark it's hard to see anything. You're talking about an object half the size of a town speeding up or slowing down. Just think of the amount of energy that would take to move something that big through the sky. 5:15:21, Nampa ID, massive triangle with lights. It says, fast-moving craft. My wife and I were driving into Boise when I saw a quick flash of light beam across the sky a few hundred yards above the ground. It was headed toward Mountain Home. When I saw this, I called it out to my wife, and she witnessed it until it disappeared. I then called my brother and his wife, who were 5 minutes behind me, and they both witnessed the exact same thing. This was the fastest thing I've ever witnessed, 100% UFO. It says here, there's something eerie about the idea of an object the size of 3 football fields just floating above us. I can't put my finger on it, but this one strikes me as one of the creepiest encounters on the list. Yeah, it does seem creepy. Boise, Idaho, fast-moving craft. And then here's one here. 25 craft in formation across the sky and disappearing into a dark object that blocked out the stars. We tried to videotape that sighting, but my wife's phone malfunctioned. Imagine that. Well, this sounds like one of those cases where you have an enormous mothership and then just lots and lots of small ships, you know, floating around it, going into or out of it. This here says Sandpoint, Idaho, long object with lights. Looking toward western sky, my sister and I watched an object with a bright white light at the head and a smaller white light at the end of what seemed to be a bar. It was dark, so we were unable to see actual shape, but it was very long. Object moved swiftly overhead toward eastern sky. There was no flashing. Both lights were steady. Maybe a low sound was emitted, not sure, as there was some manufacturing noise. Man, that sounds weird. I still got a couple more here, and then we'll be done. There's a bunch of them here. This is on mix106radio.com. Definitely check it out. Super interesting. This one says, I am a police officer in the county listed in the form. On 3-2, it's March 2nd, 2021, at approximately 0200 hours, 2 a.m., I was parked in my patrol car facing north. I noticed a blinking bright red light. It initially appeared to be the light of a cell phone tower. I then noticed the light was moving west to east toward Boise, approximately 45 miles away, at a steady, slow speed, initially speeding up as it went. The light was red only. There was no green or white that is typical on helicopters. It was not on the normal flight path and was flying from a rural area that does not have regular flights. The red light flashed at irregular patterns. It flashed slow and would be completely dark between flashes. Then would blink faster so it looked as if it was a strobe, then slow down again. Now that's something that does sound like a UFO. And a lot of times if people will see lights, it's pretty easy to identify the airplanes, aircraft, whatever. Just like he said, the lights are blinking in a regular pattern. This is something that an airplane, as far as I know, wouldn't do. He goes on, there was no sound with it. It appeared to be only 1 to 1.5 miles away. From west to east, it took the light approximately 3 minutes to cover my full field of view. That's a lot of miles in 3 minutes. I then attempted to follow its path. However, in the time it took me to drive approximately 1 mile to an open view area, the light had traveled a significant distance and I had trouble following it. There are no regular flights of any aircraft in the area. There was no emergencies that required a medical helicopter in the area. It did not have the FAA lights. That sounds very familiar. Goes on here. Let's do two more, then we'll call it a day. It says, there was a big thunderstorm passing over us. My daughter said, what is that? We looked up and saw a white light circle shaped with just our eyes, kind of looking like a big balloon. I ran to the house and got my small binoculars, and I could see a lot better picture. It had something structured in the middle of the circle, almost looking like a clock. I knew my gun scope was way more powerful, so I removed it from my rifle, and now I can see the action. I can see the actual shape clearly, almost clear in the middle, with a circle of light all around the perimeter. I could see the spacing of the light. I handed the scope to my wife. She confirmed what I was seeing. Same as my two daughters, there was some kind of structure in the middle, like an arm going across. We watched it go from the south to the north with an eastern tilt. As it got darker, the lights changed color to amber. When it was apparently gone, none of us saw it, but it disappeared, so we thought. My wife used the scope and found it again. It was just a lot smaller, but still visible. Then she said it was flashing lights. I took the scope and confirmed a quarter of the circle was flashing in a pattern like a police officer car monitoring traffic. White light. We had a large thunderstorm to our north that creeped in, and we were not able to see anything but one flashing light that wasn't moving. Wow. Maybe this thing was feeding off the electrical storm, but this notion of this large clear orb with something in it, that puts me in mind of what the Air Force pilot saw with the black cube inside the clear craft. Okay, let's just see. We'll take one last one here, and then we'll call it done. What looked like plane headlights approaching that suddenly streaked across the sky. I was heading to Boise. On the highway from Mountain Home, I saw what looked to me like an airplane coming toward Boise Airport. It stayed in about the same place for several minutes, and then suddenly, in less than a second, it flashed across the sky. In less than a second, and vanished. There were lights on the object. The object left a trail. Weird. What looked like plane headlights. So he thinks it's a plane coming in, approaching that suddenly streaked across the sky. Tells me it was going at a high rate of speed. I was heading to Boise on the highway from Mountain Home. I saw what looked to me like an airplane coming toward Boise Airport. It stayed in about the same place for several minutes, stationary. It's always not an airplane. And then suddenly, in less than a second, it flashed across the sky. In less than a second, and vanished. There were lights on the object. The object left a trail. Isn't that strange? So this thing is just flying in. You see it. It just sets her stationary and then just zooms across the sky, lights on, and then leaves what looks like a light trail behind it. Very, very weird. Well, there's a bunch more on here. We might come back and look at them at another time. Just what a great website. Until next time, this is UFO Warning over and out.